Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Cahill joins us with the sport, and you're starting with the swimming.
Yeah, Adam, we've Don Lowe coming up, a very strong column from him, but I think it's a great story that we won gold in swimming yesterday in the European long course gold medal. That's 50, the 50 metre pool rather than the 25 metre pool. And it's our first gold medal in the European Championships since 1997. And on the back of our track and field team, it's kind of a very good time for young Irish sports people. It was won by Danielle Hill in the 50 metres backstroke. She's from Larne, County Antrim. She won the race in a time of 27.73 seconds. Limerick's Owen Corby finished seventh in his first major final, the men's 200 breaststroke. Ellie McCartney was fourth in her 200 breaststroke semi-final, so she qualified fifth overall for today's final. And Conor Ferguson also fourth in the second semi-final, the men's 50 backstroke, to qualify for the final in seventh place. Now, at Euro 2024, Spain secured their spot in the last 16 with a very good performance. A 1-0 victory against defending champions Italy in Gelsenkirchen. The only goal, a known goal, by Ricardo Calafiori, but Spain very much the dominant team. In Group C, England have been roundly criticised after a poor performance as they struggled to a 1-1 draw with Denmark. Because Slovenia and Serbia had drawn 1-1 earlier in the day, England knew victory would be enough. They went ahead through Harry Kane, but Morten Hjulmand equalised with a stunning equaliser for Denmark. And the criticism is full on. Here's former England captain Alan Shearer.
I mean, where do you start? No energy, no guile. I wouldn't say lack of effort, not trying, but there's so much more to come from those players out there. And look at Jude tonight. I mean, he couldn't put one front and the other in front of the other. He couldn't get forward. I look at Phil Foden on the left. Is he affecting the game? No chance. And I look at Saka. And Harry Kane. I know he's got his goal. And I mentioned it in commentary about running in behind. At least when Watkins came on, the defenders were running in behind. So yeah, it was really, really poor. And it is concerning, absolutely.
In today's game, Slovakia play Ukraine at 2 o'clock. And then in Group D, it's Poland against Austria at 5, Netherlands versus France at 8. In Gaelic games, Tyrone midfielder Con Kilpatrick will miss his side's football championship game with Roscommon this weekend. He's been given a 2-game suspension. We'll look ahead to the weekend football later in the programme, but it's also hurling quarterfinals weekend, and it's been a controversial week. Here with his hurling nation is Don Lowe Cusack.
It's Friday morning, and after this past week, we need to take stock of the shots hurling has taken to the foot. Remember, just before Christmas, the GAA leadership decided to eliminate 5 counties from the Hurling League, causing an uproar. You'd think then they'd realise how out of touch they are with the game, not a hint of it. The GAA, which received a €32 million gift in the wake of the previous hurling final, decided it would die of self-inflicted wounds on the exact same hill it chose to die on last year. The Munster Hurling Championship was again used as bait to sell subscriptions for GAA Go. The Taoiseach and would-be Taoiseach huffed and puffed, but the GAA didn't mind. Meanwhile, a rugby game sold out Croke Park in over an hour, and the FAI moved forward with plans for Irish soccer costing over €750 million. No worries to the GAA leadership. After all, in 140 years, they have failed to expand the number of serious hurling counties by even one county. Why should they start caring now? The association has tried employing a single person to change that, but now it employs nobody at all as director of hurling. Here we are at the end of another microwave season, and if there was ever any doubt that hurling is a secondary dish, they were removed this past week. Tomorrow, the hurling quarterfinals are played, one at lunchtime and the other slightly later. Wexford had pointed out that it wasn't a good time to play when the Faila was also being played. Wexford Park saw its last inter-county hurling match until next spring, weeks ago, so Wexford thought it would be nice if the kids and their mentors could see their county team somehow. But last Sunday, the GAA spent hours in a bizarre debate with itself. It was pointed out by various people playing the hurling quarters on this Saturday wasn't right. But the GAA promised a few years ago that it would devote Sunday afternoon slot to the semi-finals and finals of the secondary football competition. We hear it's blasphemy to speak ill of that secondary football competition. For several years, RTE have asked for the hurling quarter-finals to be moved to Sunday. The GAA leadership has refused. So this week, a well-intentioned Gerlach Burns has emerged dazed from a weekend of GAA politics. One of the big tests of Gerlach's presidency will be how effectively he can clean up the mess that he has inherited. It was conceded for the record, for once and for all, that Sunday afternoon is the prime slot for major GAA games. With that in mind, think of this. 3 of the last 5 hurling games of the year will be played on Saturdays. 16 of the 34 hurling championship games this year were shunted to Saturdays. And, as for the Joe McDonagh Cup, the secondary hurling competition, there were 16 games this year. 12 were played on Saturdays, including the final round-robin games and the final. If the game of hurling was an old dog, the GAA would be telling us that good old hurling was being taken to live in a lovely farm in the country, while texting the local vet about having hurling put to sleep because hurling has become a bit too whiny. Anyway, quarterfinals tomorrow. They deserve more space and more respect than we can give them here. Hurling Nation is going for Cork and Clare to progress, but not as easily as the odds suggest. Imaniot gajor des, woof woof.
Don't look, Hughes.
Punches there.
No, he was not. He was not. There'll be lots of reaction to it, I'm sure. In golf, Fiona Maguire had an excellent start in the Women's PGA Championship. Opening round of 70, she's 2 under par, just 2 shots behind the leader, Lexi Thompson. Stephanie Meadow is 5 over. And Seamus Power, 5 off the lead after the opening round of the Travellers Championship. He's on 3 under. The leader on 8 under is Tom Kim. Shane Lowry is 1 under. In racing, Aidan O'Brien's Kyprios beat Trawlerman in a thrilling Gold Cup duel at Royal Ascot to become only the 3rd horse to regain the title. Royal Ascot continues today and is also racing at Down Royal.